You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Ellie Makovsky Part 3. My favorite part of her interview was talking about our experiences going to Wee Spa in Koreatown. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time, comedian Allie, part three, Allie Makovsky. What's up?
Stevie!
Back again.
I'm back.
It's been a year.
I was so glad you, I think it's been over a year.
Has it?
Yeah.
And you've been just...
Same your with you.
You know, I'm it's not like it's past survival mode. Mm-hmm. It's just something, you know.
You're having fun.
I'm having fun, and yeah. I'm just, this is a fun thing, and it's not like a huge production. And
you deserve it all.
You do too. Speaking of deserving something, Chick-fil-A right down the block.
That was my special little treat.
Yeah. Have you had their, they have a lemon dessert beverage. It's like a frothy lemonade, and they blended vanilla ice cream in it. It's like this shake thing.
I'm not much of a like sweet treat kind of girl. Every once in a while, I'll crave like a vanilla milkshake, but I'm very boring with my like desserts or sweets.
Really?
Yeah.
And I noticed the awesome shirt, cherry.
Yep.
And got then, it. Is there a story behind that?
Oh yeah, I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
This
is your day. This is your platform right now. You go ahead.
I got it. I was hosting. I got offered to host Bobby Hundreds Food Festival.
Shout out to my main man, Bobby Hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an entrepreneur, started from the bottom, and now he's at the top.
Yeah.
How much is a t-shirt? How much is a Hundreds
t-shirt?
Well,
so here's the... Yeah,
go ahead. Break it down.
Okay, honestly, this is very annoying, but I do not know the cost. I just hope that Bobby has a few shirts to hand over. And that's the world we live in. Don't
Bobby,
blame me.
Bobby, hook her up. Hook my girl up right here.
Bobby does give me a lot of good good swag. But when I was doing the food festival, they had all the... Or it was a drive-in movie.
Okay, it was a drive-in
movie. But there was
movie?
Also, it was obviously, like, there was food incorporated with it. There was a
lot comedy involved? Were you, like, emceeing?
I was emceeing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was emceeing. It was a good time.
Put your name on it. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
She was emceeing in Hundreds, collab
family
event.
Style event. Drive-in movie food
hype
collab
beast, hype, beast.
Hype
yeah
swag mm-hmm. All the levels were turned up.
How many people were there?
There was a good amount. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many people because it was all cars.
Oh, okay.
So
you would equate it to how many people in a car.
Depends on how many. David Cho was there.
Shout out to my man, David Cho. My
Where
main
were
man,
you?
David Cho. I wasn't invited. Timestamp that.
Okay, Bobby hates Koreans.
Bobby is Korean.
I know.
David is Korean.
I know, but why didn't he invite you?
I don't know. Maybe I was gone. I don't know. Maybe I was gone. I don't know. When was it?
I should have invited you.
What was the name of the event?
I forget. It was during COVID. That's why I was
like,
it was
during
COVID. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing those shirts are probably like $25 to $40.
I feel like more than that. Inflation.
Because it's like Stussy.
Yeah.
Because you look at a other kind of like a hype beast, kind of like collectible. Mm-hmm. Like that's on Fairfax, right? Anything on Fairfax, you would have to say that's like really high end stuff.
Yeah.
But what is it different than normal shirts that you would buy?
Well, this is cherry, and at the drive-in movie food situation, they had different brands who like had their merchandise there that you could buy, and Bobby was like, "Oh, you can get like a free shirt if you want." So then I Googled all of the brands who were there and saw which one was the most expensive. And then I was like, that's the shirt that I want. And so that's how I got
this. So is that the name of the
Cherry
brand? Cherry.
Cherry Los Angeles.
So shout out to Cherry. Okay.
Shout out to Cherry.
Keep making the shirts. Is it a skateboarding brand, a street brand? Like, what is Cherry?
Streetwear? I have no
streetwear.
Idea. I haven't looked too much into it. I know it's cool. Because I saw Kendall Jenner wearing a cherry shirt.
How do you know when something's cool when a celebrity wears it or something? I don't know how that works. I don't know how the street wear stuff works.
I don't know either, really.
They camp out.
They camp out on,
right? You've seen this on Fairfax. They have tents and they camp out to buy one.
Well, you know what I used to do? This is so embarrassing.
Dude, think about it before you, because it's no, your
I'm,
platform.
I'm,
but have you thought this through?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's very embarrassing, but when I was starting comedy, there was an open mic at Cantor's, the restaurant, the deli on Fairfax.
The bar next door.
And it's right next, there's like the bar next door, and then there's Supreme. The Supreme store is right next to Cantor's.
I think I know where you're getting at. Does it have to do with a boy, too?
There's a
boy maybe involved.
Yeah.
Okay, but continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
everything's anonymous right now.
Yeah. And okay. So I was like maybe like 18 or 19 and I'm going to the open mic and you have to sign up and then wait forever until you go up. So I would just loiter in the Supreme store because I'm like, oh, there's so many cool skater boys.
Is that something you're into? The skater?
At
the time you were.
Yeah.
Thanks for your honesty.
I just got out of college, you know. And this is like prime Tyler the Creator on Fairfax with his store on Fairfax. I would linger over there too. It was
really
embarrassing.
The Odd Future kids, can you get any cooler than that?
I loved it.
Yeah. Now, you know what's even cool is like F.A. You know,
yeah.
Jason, that like their whole team is just diverse New York kids, street kids. It's just everything's cool about it.
And when you're like freshly out of high school, you think you're like so grown up. So I'm like hanging out all alone. I drove my little Jeep up there and I'm hanging out with these cool skater boys.
Were they cool to you?
They were mostly cool to me.
Okay. And what did you like? Did you like look at any of their inventory? Did you buy
a shirt?
Yeah, but
I was broke as hell.
Yeah, because they're expensive.
So I would just kind of look around and be like, what shirt do you guys think is cool?
Mm.
And then I would like dip into savings to buy the shirt just so they would think I was cool. It was
so
sad.
You would do stuff like that?
Yeah, I bought a Supreme skateboard once.
Dude, that must have been over $100.
Well, at this point, the point that I bought the board, they were all kind of like cool with me. They got too used to seeing my
what
face.
What, the Odd Future kids and all the cool kids are like
mostly
Tyler the
Creator?
Mostly just
the Supreme
kids.
Yeah,
right.
They like built my skateboard and I think they thought that I would just skate away forever.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll hook you up with a board.
Yeah.
But like, this is it.
Do you know how much it was? Because it wasn't cheap, I bet.
He gave it to me at a discount. I want to say it was maybe, I mean, I have the memory of a goldfish, but maybe it was like 60 or 80.
Oh, that's a deal then.
That's kind of a deal.
Yeah.
And it was an FA skateboard.
It was at a complete with the trucks
it was a
and
complete.
The wheels.
It was a complete.
They gave you the homie deal.
Yeah.
Because well, some decks are like $60.
I did give one of the guys a hand job.
Okay. Well, you want to leave? Okay. Just make sure timestamp that's at 8:20. Okay.
Do you bleep out
I don't know. It might be, but it could be a joke too, because you're a comedian. So we'll leave it at that.
Well, they
it's up for interpretation.
Yeah, I also did a joke about it that was posted online, and I forgot to change the guy's name in the joke.
Oh my god!
And then Boys of Summer cut up the clip of my stand up and put it in one of their promos.
In their skateboarding video.
Yeah. And I've seen the guy since, and we're cool, and it's all funny, but
so
I deserved a discounted skateboard.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I and put then, my work in.
Yeah, and then they cut one of your clips into their skateboarding video, a stand-up clip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was amazing. like Boys of Summer does, like, merch.
Yeah, Boys of Summer, that was, I
so
think
it was like a merch promotional video.
I don't know much about Supreme. Like, I go to the other skate shop pharmacy, and then Faces, if you're ever in Arizona, go to my main man, Andrew Nicolosis, and Deshaun.
Are you from Arizona?
No, but I went to school out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Go to their skate shop, Faces. So, Bobby Hundreds. So, were you frequenting that a lot, Fairfax? Like, were there a lot of open mics there, or what's the deal?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, so that ties into how I know Bobby. Chick-fil-A, do you ever like eat like a heavy meal and then you get all phlegmy? Is that normal?
Yeah,
I've
try
tried
that
to
pineapple
Google
coconut
it.
Juice there I got for
okay.
you. Yeah, yeah,
thank
yeah.
You.
Crack that open, but I might do the
oh,
trick.
I like that it has a coconut in it as
yeah,
well
so
to balance
is,
out the acidity.
Yeah,
I,
this is pineapple juice and coconut water. So what? It's 65% juice. It's not carbonated, but and no added sugar. So it's a combination of pineapple juice with coconut water.
Was
cheers.
I supposed to shake it? Cheers. Okay.
What's your first impression of that?
Mm.
What does it taste like?
Tastes like pineapple.
But
tastes like
watered down, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I guess that's where the coconut
I don't love
in.
It, but I could see yeah. how this would be a good combo, the Red Bull with that. It's almost like a sober chaser.
Yeah. Oh, and then we're going to get... Are you still sober as well?
Still sober.
So how much sobriety time do you have?
It'll be 7 years in November. God willing.
Cheers to that.
God willing.
Now, do you think your life went on an upward trajectory
oh, yeah.
once you decided to get sober?
Yeah. Before I got sober, I was giving out HJs to Supreme Boys. I don't do that anymore.
So how did you... Okay, since you brought that up as far as Fairfax, open mic, next to Cantor's, how did you go from that? Because I see you're like open. You're like doing your own thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did that take you to get to that point?
I mean, up until like 8 years...
But it's hard, isn't it?
I mean, it can't. Well, there's hard
just let
moments.
Them know stand-up is hard, right? It's hard.
Yeah,
right?
it's one of those things where it's not that it's like... It's not that the actual stand-up is hard. It's that the process of, like, achieving your dreams is hard. If I just wanted to do open mics every night, that would be a great, easy gig.
Right.
The hard part is, like, trying to figure out what you really want to do in the bigger picture and have big dreams.
So what's the pinnacle? Special on HBO, you know what I'm saying? World tour.
I just want to be, and I need to get back to this Bobby Hundreds story because I love it so much.
I'm sorry. Let's
no,
go.
That's okay.
Let's go back to the Bobby Hundreds right now, and then we'll get back because we've always talked. We always talk about whenever I have
comedy. Comedy schmomedy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not talk about. We don't have to talk about comedy because I'm like that was like.
I
want to
talk about my
default.
Favorite Koreans.
Okay. Let's do that. But Steven Yeun, I hope Steven Yeun's in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's
look at you the way.
I don't know him though.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Foxy, dude, Foxy.
Have you?
I've actually ate Korean barbecue with him. Check this out. So my brother's like, "Hey, Dan, you hungry? I'm in your neighborhood. I'll pick you up." I go, and then I thought it was just me and him.
Yeah.
So we end up driving to Parks, and David Cho's there with Steven Yeun, and my heart rate just.
Oh yeah.
I was just like, oh, dude, that's him. And then, I mean, how? I don't even know how to act. It's like I'm with these people. Yeah, you're good. These people, and I'm just like, I don't know. Because I'm sitting right across from him. So they're talking about, you know, entertainment, Hollywood stuff, and I'm just staring at his facial features the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm just like studying him.
He was
like,
in Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
That was like his first big thing, right?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, dude. And then my mind was taught. I was just like, oh, my God, just act cool. Just don't talk a lot.
Do you think Bobby didn't tell you on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, that's something to bring up. And by the way, Steven Yeun is going to be here.
But don't you think it's nice that you were ambushed into that?
Yeah, because I think he knew me to the extent of where if I knew that, I would have gotten my head about it, and I would have talked myself out of it. I've been like, oh, dude, I feel sick. I don't know if I could go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It ended up being fine, but like the whole he's a normal guy. He's just, he's really talented at what he does, you know? Like, he's good at acting.
The thing that's weird about like celebrities or whatever is you think about them, but they've never thought about you. So when you meet them in person, you're just like, I've thought about you before and we've never met and now we're meeting.
And he has no idea.
He probably knows a little bit.
Well, you know, it's like it helped. Dave helped because, you know, he got me into podcasting through DVDSA and like, you know, and I met a lot of people through that. And then it kind of accumulated to this. But as far as that helped, and yeah, it helped that my brother, because they all were in their own triangle. You know what I mean? Like, I was odd man out, just kind of like a fly on the wall. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, cool.
So you get quiet in those situations.
Well, yeah, but they were talking about the Asian roles for men in entertainment and how there's a lack of Asian roles and role models and, you know what I'm saying? Like, leading men in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting. But you mentioned you do have a, is it Korean men?
Yeah, I just got excited because I realized that you're Korean, and then we started talking about my shirt, which made me think of Bobby, and then I was talking about the drive-in, and then I was like,
but why Koreans?
I just think they're having a glow up right now. I think this is a really good time to be Korean.
Is it K-pop? Is it a K-pop thing? Or
I don't know. I just feel like there's more Koreans coming into my life, and me and your brother are becoming closer. I feel.
Is he nice to you?
Yeah, we're like becoming friends. I think.
Really, he shows you respect.
Yeah, he watched my set the other day.
And did he give you feedback? He's like,
he said it was great.
Yeah.
And
so when did he start being cooler to you?
I would say in the past few months. There's a recent thing. Not that he was never not cool to me. We just weren't like, you know, we kept it very casual.
And this is primarily at the Comedy Store.
It's primarily at the Comedy Store or the Improv, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
But just a lot more Koreans really entering my life.
Mm-hmm. And then any other ones you would want to bring up? Okay, so Bobby Hundreds, Steven.
Well, okay, so I met Bobby when I was doing the open mics on Fairfax at Cantor's and what's that other bar over there? I don't know, but I was doing these open mics and I'd linger and I'd hang out at the Supreme store. I'd hang out at the Odd Future store and then I would hang out at the Hundreds. And so then one day I was sitting outside of the Hundreds. I'm smoking a cigarette and Bobby, who I wasn't aware of at the time, he has his little camera and he goes, can I take a photo of you? I have this long hair down to my butt.
You didn't know who he was?
I didn't know who he was.
You didn't know he was Bobby Hundreds?
No.
From the Hundreds?
No.
Continue.
So I'm just smoking my little cigarette, sitting on the curb. He's like, can I take a photo of you? And I'm like, sure, I love photos.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just smoking my cigarette. And then he's like, I'll email it to you. I'm like, sick. Because I'm going to post that.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to post that. Because it was a nice camera.
Yeah, and I look cool. I'm smoking my little cigarette.
Yeah.
And so he sent me the email, and the email at the bottom says, like, you know, his name, Bobby Hundreds. So then I Google it.
You Googled Bobby Hundreds.
Yeah, and then I was like,
Holy smoke. He's the man, the street.
Yeah, and then we reconnected randomly. Oh, he commented on someone I know's Instagram, and I was like, oh my god, that's the dude who took the photo. That's Bobby Hundreds. So I messaged him. I said, dude, you took a photo of me back in like 2015 or 14 or something.
On Fairfax.
And he remembered, and then we reconnected, and thus began my Korean friendship journey.
And so has he been nice to you throughout? Like,
oh yeah.
So you probably got like the homie discount, like if you ever go in the store. You know, you could probably get a shirt for like $20, something like that.
And I'm always trying to ball on a budget, so.
Oh, me too. I go to Goodwill. I'm all about Goodwill. Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, now it's a word from our sponsor.
Peggy Sue dumped me about 2 years ago because she said my nutsack looked like Chewbacca's. Not no more, because I finally got Manscaped. The Stevie Weeby Show is sponsored by Manscaped. Let's get her done. Let me tell you something. My nutsack used to bleed when I used razors like this. That's why I only use a lawnmower 4.0. Listen. Sounds like a goddamn hummingbird. Music to my ears, man. This bad boy's got 7,000 RPM, 4,000K LED spotlight, plus it's waterproof. It still works. Sign up today and get Manscaped Performance Package. You get your lawnmower 4.0. You get your weed whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. You get your crop reviver toner. Plus, you get your crop preserver ball deodorant. This stuff will make your balls smell like heaven, man. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code Stevie at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code Stevie at manscaped.com. It's a smooth sack summer, boys.
And we're back. All right, so get your Manscaped today, all right, folks?
That was a good word.
Thank you. So other Koreans, I'm fascinated. I didn't know that. Is it from Netflix? Maybe they have a lot of Korean dramas, and maybe you're watching some of those?
No.
Huh.
No. Maybe Korean food?
So you're into Korean food?
Oh, yeah.
Like what? Like bulgogi and
bulgogi. Kimchi. I'm into Korean spas.
We spa,
but last time I went, it was too chaotic, but I did go on a weekend.
I went there for the first time. My brother took me, and he goes,
he said he can't go anymore.
Yeah, he took me, and then, like, I didn't realize how many different rooms there were.
There's a lot of rooms.
There's that clay rock room.
Yeah. In the gym jobang.
Yeah, so there's this room. It's like, it's like clay rocks.
It's
or
a sauna.
It's a sauna,
it's
but
like
it's medium.
115 degrees.
People are like sleeping in there.
I can't get settled. I'm so uncomfortable in heat.
Did you go to the igloo very hot?
That
one?
One's like 215 degrees. That's the bulgogi or something.
Yeah.
It's literally a pizza oven.
So what is it about We Spa? Is it a scene? Like what happened there? Like it's a scene, huh?
There's just too many people.
But he was saying, dude, you know, was here last week and blah, blah, blah. You know who comes here? Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
And I'm like.
He said the people were asking to take photos of him.
While he's in the spa.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. You're like all naked.
Yeah. So describe how it works. What We Spa is for the viewers and listeners who don't know.
Okay. We Spa is a really beautiful Korean spa in K-Town.
Yep.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's not in like the thick of K-Town.
It's on Wilshire.
Yeah,
it's in the
okay.
Heart. Yeah, it's in the heart. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's in K-Town, and there's three levels. There's the women's level, there's the men's level, and then there's the co-ed level. And then there's a rooftop where you can smoke cigarettes mm-hmm. and just hang out on the rooftop. And I'll speak from my personal experience.
And then I'll speak from my experience. Go
okay,
ahead.
Great.
What's happening on the women's side?
So in the women's area, there's kind of like a lounge rest area. You can lay on the floors. They're heated. It's very nice. Mm. And then you have your little lockers. So you
we
change.
We do too.
You get completely
you
naked.
Bracelet?
We get the bracelet.
You got the bracelet.
I like the bracelets. Mm-hmm. You get completely naked and then you go into you shower.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't.
Do you, so
sometimes
how,
I just go straight into the hot tub.
What are your thoughts? Are you comfortable with doing that?
Oh, yeah. That's what I love about We Spa is that you can't wear a bathing suit. You have to be fully naked.
Same thing with us.
Last time I was there, some girls were trying to wear bathing suit bottoms. I'm like, let it out. Let it out. And then when they finally
did. That defeats the purpose.
When they finally did, I nothing was weird. I don't know why they were doing that.
It was fine for me up until the point where I was self-conscious because there's like legit chiseled models like doing their little runway naked walk.
Mm.
And I felt self-conscious because, you know, I have like a little gut and I was just looking at my body. And
but that's what I love about We Spa is that there's so many different bodies. So
yeah,
like, yeah,
there's
you
different
see
body
like
types.
Some hot people, but then you're like, okay, but I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not
right,
the hottest.
Right.
I'm not the worst.
Exactly.
Everyone's got something weird about their body.
Now, do you have an area where everyone's naked and they're showering little stalls?
I love the stalls. I love the stalls.
So that's when I like really shined and I got like kind of, you know, kind of grew into it because I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to. It's like you're taking a shower in front of like everyone else.
It's kind of a show.
It's a show. Yeah, you get shampoo. And
you're
then,
like, this is how I wash
and then
my butthole.
Did you? I actually did that.
Yeah, I wash my butthole. I'm in a shower. I'm not going to not wash my butthole because there's people around.
And there's open stalls.
There's open stalls. Everyone's seeing you.
Now, are there friends of yours? You don't have to say the names where they're like too self-conscious to go to a place like that?
One of my friends, she was nervous. She was saying that she grew up without a lot of nudity in the home, mm-hmm. whereas I grew up with my sisters, mm-hmm. and if we were at my mom's house, we were all pretty much naked around each other. Mm-hmm, so it's mm-hmm. not weird so it was for normal. Me to be naked around women. Mm-hmm. But my friend was like, yeah, I grew up with a brother and no one was ever really like naked around each other. Mm-hmm. And so she was uncomfortable, but she did it.
Yes.
She walked out into like the jacuzzi towel. Area with a towel on. And I was like, it's coming off in a second.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And then by the end of it, she's just like shaking her titties around.
Yeah. So do other females check out other females in there just to size each other up or something?
I do. I don't know. I can't speak on anyone else. So but I do. It's like a natural instinct.
So what criteria do you use? Do you just look at their overall body and then you're like, oh.
Yeah, just a quick glance. Yeah, okay. I want to see, you know, is one boob bigger than the other? Mm-hmm. How are you trimming down there? Mm-hmm. I just like to take kind of a general consensus of what's going on, but I'm not like just staring.
But there's that one guy in the guy section where it's like Mr. Long Duck Dong.
Yeah.
Where he's just like literally like 1 foot up like. Laying it all out, like.
But is this?
It's like we get it, dude. We get it. You're the man. We get it.
But is that a Korean man or just another kind of man?
Well, that's a good question
because a Korean man at the Korean spa, if they're just posted up like this, I'm like, that's just him in his element. If it's like some white dude like this, I'm like, put
you
it know away.
What? I don't remember. I don't think have he was Korean respect. Though. He was a non-Korean okay. person, and he was like
that.
Just,
does change it?
Yeah,
changes so. The dynamic.
Yeah, it does a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like he's the bully in the spa.
Yeah.
Like he's like, hey, look, I'm the man.
Yeah.
Like, but for the most part, I'm so glad that, you know, I didn't really plan on talking about Wii Spa. But it's fun. It's something that we both enjoy doing.
If you're in Los Angeles, you have to check mm-hmm. it out. And I highly recommend the body scrub.
I don't know about that. What's that all about?
So the body scrub is a service. It's an additional fee, but it's so worth it. Mm-hmm. If you're a woman, you have a Korean woman in like this black lingerie top and bottom. Mm-hmm. It's like a bathing suit, but not really. It's lingerie. And it's not sexual at all, but it is a cute little getup.
Yeah.
And they put this like exfoliating.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pad on their hand and they just rub every single part of your body and all of your dead skin comes off.
Really?
So when you're laying on the table, you can like see all this clay, like body dead skin.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing. And then after,
is it a special room?
So I guess I asked my boyfriend. He said that in the men's side, there's no covering. You're pretty much just out in the open getting scrubbed down.
Has he done it?
He did it. Yeah.
Can we give him a quick shout out real quick?
Yeah. Shout out to my boyfriend.
What's his name?
Doesn't matter. I keep him a secret.
Okay. You know what?
It's a loose secret.
That's what we do. Because my girl, too,
Who's your girl?
She's in. It's long distance. We're doing long distance right now.
How long?
I love you. I love you, babe. It's going on 8 months now.
Wow. Yeah. Where is she?
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah. So I leave her out of all my content, and I just want to separate that, compartmentalize that, because the moment you kind of throw them in the mix, then... You know, the people they investigate online. They can research and they can find her Instagram.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to get
it's
that
too
way.
Much.
It's too much. Yeah. That's my a part of my life that I want to hold sacred.
That's how I feel.
I love you, babe.
I'd like your advice on this. What do you think? My boyfriend is offering to help me produce my podcast. He wants to help.
Behind the scenes,
yeah.
So that's fine.
He wants to film, edit, yada yada yada. My concern though is that say he fucks up. Now I have to get mad at him about something that's not our relationship.
Ooh, mixing business with pleasure.
Isn't that tough?
Yeah, let's say I'll give you. Let me play a devil's advocate here. Let's say you have an episode that goes up, and then there's a chunk missing or something messed up on the audio, and then you have to approach him and be like, "Hey, honey, 43 minutes in, this happened, and I told you to edit this out." And he's like, and then that could start a fight or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would think,
but free labor.
Oh, so he'd be doing it
pro bono
from the kindness of his own heart.
Yeah.
But then check this out. He has that leverage because he could be like, I'm doing it for free. Exactly. I'm doing this for free and helping you. I'm doing it for free.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So I know because I know all about that. Mm-hmm. Working with different producers and different personalities. I would say if it was for like a vlog channel, that's okay because he's vlogging you. That's okay. I'll give him a pass on that because that's just your vlogging. But when it has to do with like guests and podcasting and scheduling, I would do a trial period with him.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe a 90-day trial period.
90-day fiancé.
90-day fiancé. See how it works out.
And then we'll get married if he does a good job.
Yeah. And then, didn't you have your own?
I have my podcast.
What was the name? It was
Resting Bitch.
Yeah. What happened to that?
It's on Patreon right now.
Okay. Why'd you move it over to Patreon? Write down wrestling. Yeah. Yeah. Let's plug that.
It's on patreon.com/Ally Makovsky. Mm-hmm. I put it on there because I'm trying to figure out a new format and a new look and a new kind of, I want to kind of start over almost.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of resting bitch heads who, you know, didn't want to see it go.
Yeah.
So I'm still putting out episodes on Patreon in the interim of the new 2.0. Yeah.
Can we plug that real quick? Your Patreon?
Patreon.com/Ally Makovsky.
Spell that out for him, please.
Ally Makovsky.
There you go. That way it's exclusive content.
Yeah.
And if they want to, those are your real supporters there.
Yeah.
So what if you have a co-host, another comedian?
Yeah.
Right?
That's
I'm just I'm just throwing this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do one with Jade or something? Or
I am thinking of the option of bringing in a co-host. I want to have the right feel, though. You know.
So, I'll give you an example. Like Weinshank and Kim, right?
Yeah.
They have their own thing, you know, and they work good off each other.
Yeah.
Right.
I just gotta find my person.
Yeah. Do you have any girls who came up during the open mic days that you're homies with still?
Yeah.
There you go. Then can you test them out? Okay, so what's the criteria? Like, are they gonna show up every week? Are they gonna
show up
do
every
a good
week?
Job? Are they gonna promote it?
Yeah. I do like being kind of a solo show though.
You could do that too.
I know.
What do you like about that?
I think this is more of like a therapy thing. I don't like relying on other people. I don't want to have to, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, trust me, I know.
I know, it's bad. And I need to get over it and I need to work on it, but I do have a hard time.
Yeah, and not only that, it's so much easier. You know, you just do it on your phone or just single camera, press record. Yeah. You could just shoot this shit. Because you had such a relaxed vibe, right? By a couch.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what look I like is if you're doing a single shot thing, have a laptop in front of you. Because even if you're not, looking stuff up, it looks kind of professional.
Yeah.
You got a laptop, you're at a desk or something.
Looks like you got some important shit to say.
Yeah, even though you may not, and you just might be going off the cuff or something.
Yeah.
I've thought about that. We did a couple single episodes here, right? Because I've had guests, going back to booking guests, a lot of them flake out, and they last minute, oh, I have COVID. You know, I'm like, damn, okay.
I have COVID.
Right now?
But I didn't want to not show up. I couldn't say no. No, I'm good. I don't have COVID. Did you believe me?
No.
Oh my God, I'm an actress?
I was playing into it a little bit. But that was a good reaction, right? I was like, oh, really?
That was good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You should have joined in on that combo with David Cho and Steven Yeun. You're an actor.
I like doing little character vlog things and I've never been to acting school or nothing. Or I took one acting class early 2000s and it was horrible.
Really?
It was horrible.
Do you remember what class it was?
No, somewhere in Santa Monica, and the teacher was like, okay, just be in the moment.
I hate that.
You just have to be in the moment.
I'm like, I'm in this
react
class.
Naturally.
Steven, now get, you know, I'm just like, dude, this sucks.
It's like, I'm in this class because I don't know how to be in the moment.
Yeah. It's like, don't I need to be,
tell me
I need
to be
probably medicated before all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have all kinds of other things going on. I can't, I'm surprised I can make it through one of these. Like, my mind's, I really, truly believe I do have an appointment with a psychiatrist. Yeah. Yeah, because I just saw a documentary called Take Your Pills on Netflix. It's about ADHD, Adderall, and Ritalin and all that. Not saying that I need that or I'm diagnosing myself, but it was interesting because I'm like, God, you know what I realized? There's more people than I thought that are like taking this stuff. Like in college, like every other student is on Adderall or Ritalin, and they like sell it amongst each other.
Oh, I used to sell Adderall.
Like, really?
Yeah, I used to sell Vyvanse.
Like, just like, hey, anyone need Addies or?
Yeah, when I was in college, I wasn't really going to classes.
Are you prescribed?
I was prescribed. Yeah, I got prescribed in eighth grade. I was in class at school, and we had like a teacher's aide, like sitting and watching the class. Mm-hmm. You know, and they have like a student observing the teacher kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there was a guy observing our class. And I was putting on shows for him during the class. I was like, do you want to see me dance? Do you want to see me sing?
Like an improv thing?
During the class, I'd just walk up to him and be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then I found out that he was actually observing me for any sort of conditions. So then one day I got pulled out of class and I see my mom and dad and my counselor teacher's aide and my teacher. And they were like, so you have ADD.
You do.
That's what they said. But I think I just need attention.
Really?
It's not that I have attention deficit. It's that I need attention.
So they prescribed you then and there?
So they prescribed me then and there. And then my prescription it kept getting bumped up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should have stayed at the lowest dose, but they were ramping up my milligrams or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I was in college, I wasn't going to classes, so I didn't really need Adderall. I would still take it, you know, for a good time. But then I decided my parents have really good insurance, so it was only $1 to get the prescription. So
how many pills
sell
in a
like 30?
And then you take so the last
30
month?
Pills for $1
for a month, $1 a day.
And then I'd sell them for about $5.
So that was a good side hustle.
Yeah.
So when
let's just say I went to Coachella in college.
Really?
Yeah, I did a little Coachella.
Okay,
trip.
And so. What I realized is even the name Adderall comes from like the, you know, ADD for all, like the physicist.
Is that really?
Yes. The person who coined the phrase or something said, oh, like put ADD and then Adderall, like for all. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I didn't realize that how many people it's how common it was. Like all these students are studying on this stuff and they're taking it. They're either on Ritalin or Adderall. And it's crazy.
I was on Vyvanse.
Okay, so is that...
Vyvanse is like slow release. You can't...
Yeah, slow release, right. It takes a while for it to kick in.
You can't like sniff it. So I'd have to give a disclaimer when I was selling my Vyvanse. I was like, I know you want to have a good time, but if you try and just snort it, it's not going to hit.
Oh, because they crush them?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's what they do. That's how they do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
when you're like using it to party, yeah.
So people use it, yeah. So that's a couple...
So I was like, sorry, but you got to swallow it.
Yeah. But you're not on it anymore, right?
No.
How'd you wean off it? Just out of curiosity.
I think I just stopped.
That easy? You could just, because I was guessing.
I was angry. It gives you like mood swings.
Irritability.
Yeah.
You're irritable. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and I think because I was on it for so long when I was so young, it kind of messed with my like brain chemistry a bit.
It did.
Yeah, I was just like, it worked like too well where I was just so hyper focused that if things didn't go exactly my way, I was like, I've had a plan for this.
Oh, so is
my
it,
brain has
I,
made
I've
a
never
plan.
Taken it. So when you take it, is it like you just hone in and like, is it like doom, doom, I'm going
to
get this
done? And the crazy
thing
is you don't get to choose what you're honing in on. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to school or I'm going to like do homework. But then all of a sudden I'm like cleaning my floors on my hands and knees. And I'm like, that's not what I wanted to do.
Oh, so it chooses it for you.
Kind of.
So it's like, I'm going to do the dishes. I'm going to fix the drapes. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to do my paper. Then I'm going to go to the store. Then I'm going to go shopping. You know, it's like boom, boom. Like it just chooses it.
Kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in this format, if I were to beyond that, would I be able to like completely like with my guests be just like, because sometimes someone will be talking to me and my mind's like somewhere else and I have to like I have to like reel myself in. Back in.
I think if you're on a low dosage, it helps. Like you're still going to be, you know, a little bit all over the place mm-hmm. and lose focus, but mm-hmm. it does help. I think my problem was I was on too high of a dose. Yeah. So I was really just like,
you were like that. That was, is that the face?
Yeah.
How do you come down from it and sleep? How do you get a good night's rest?
I think that's why they kept pulling, like, lifting my, like, milligrams for it. Because I was having, like, a very chill time on it for the most part. Like, my sleep wasn't really affected.
Really?
I was eating a lot. A lot of people lose a lot of weight because it suppresses your appetite.
Yeah.
But when I got on it, my doctor was like, make sure you eat, like, normal, even if you're not hungry.
Mm.
So I kind of got used to just like eating through it. Mm-hmm. That was the same with when I used to do cocaine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've been like, there too. Yeah. You could drink more beer. Yeah.
I would like be eating burritos. Like me and my friend would be in the car. We'd do like a line. We'd go into the deli or diner or whatever, eating like a full burrito. I'm like, that's not a normal
response. Because I could see if you could drink more alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you get like, that's what I noticed when I used to
even do out
party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine. But the thing is, since we're both sober, would I have to talk to my sponsor or someone in the program? Like, look, I know because I'm 14 years in.
Yeah.
And so would I have to say, look, I went to a psychiatrist. I got diagnosed this thing. Mm-hmm. I have this certain condition. How would that affect my sobriety type deal? You know what I mean? Like, would I have to kind of talk to people in that?
I think it's good too, just to like be open about it and not feel shame.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to keep it like a secret, like, oh dude,
I think it's like, it's worrisome if you're like taking more than you're prescribed or taking it at night or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize it at the time until I got sober, but I would like take one of my pills in the morning, which is normal. Mm-hmm. Start your day
with coffee, or you don't need coffee?
I don't think at the time I was drinking coffee.
Right.
But then I would also, if I was like going out that night, hanging out with friends or whatever, I'd take one at like 6 p.m.
Oh, another one.
Just so I had energy. And
right. So what if you don't take that? Would you just be no energy, wanting to lay in bed all day?
It's just like regular. Like at 10 p.m., you start to get kind of tired.
Oh, that's.
But if you have an option to stay away, if you know, drinking a Red Bull or something.
Yeah, this is just like water to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I'm not proud, but you know, this
do
is.
Do you drink them every day?
Yeah, so these are the two. Yeah, these are the two things I yeah. You know, this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every day. So, you know, with this, I need. If I don't have one in my fridge for the next morning, I start having a panic attack.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'll just be like, dude, I don't have a Red Bull. Whoa. I mean, you know, I need it. I really do need it.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or coffee. Like, if I don't have coffee, if it's either Red Bull or coffee, if I don't have that, I can't function.
You know what a really, really, really good energy drink is?
What?
It's so much better than any other energy drink.
It can't be better than this.
I swear to God.
It can't. Nothing's better.
I swear
than
to
this.
God.
Not better than this.
Yeah.
The taste?
Yes.
What?
Uptime energy drink. Available at some 7-Elevens. They're hard to find. It's almost as though they don't want you to find out about it.
What
they're always on the bottom shelf. They're in a very sleek can, so it doesn't look like an energy drink. It doesn't have like aggressive marketing on it.
How many ounces? Is it 8.4? Is it the 14 ounce, 12, 14 ounce?
Maybe 8.
Okay.
Or maybe a little bit more. But
Uptown?
They have sugar-free and regular. Uptime. Yeah. And they have so many different flavors. My favorite is original citrus.
It's good. I mean,
it's so good.
It tastes good.
It's so, and it like gets you going.
Better than this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to check that out.
My boyfriend is a Red Bull head, addicted to Red Bulls.
Like me.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day he has a regular Red Bull.
Oh,
every
yeah.
single day.
Me too. Every day. Yeah.
But
second
then
one.
He was telling me, he was like, there's
third
this,
one.
He was like, there's this one energy drink that's so good. And he would tell me about it, and we'd never see one. Finally, we came across one, and he's like, I found the drink. So I'm like, I'll try it.
And then you liked it.
So good.
Yeah. You know, he seems really cool. Like,
oh, he rocks. You got to meet him.
Yeah, I have to meet him.
He's cool.
Can I ask you something? You're not going to say his name. Can I ask you a couple questions
about him?
Is he a skater dude?
He knows how to skate.
Of course
he doesn't hang out at skate parks or anything. But
he knows.
He knows how to skate.
Is he a comedian?
He's not a comedian.
Is he a behind the scenes guy?
I got him behind the scenes.
Is he an artist? Does he paint or does he do art?
He plays music.
He's a musician.
He's a musician.
My next question is this. Is he in a band?
He used to be in a band called, well.
Oh, don't, you don't have to say it. Good, you caught it.
I want to.
I mean, that's up to you. I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot here. Just what area, is he from Silver Lake?
He grew up in Florida, but has been living in LA since he was 9.
Okay. What kind of music? You can say what kind of music.
It's like folky.
Folky.
It's almost, you know what? He used to be like a, he used to be a busker.
What's a busker?
The people who play on the sidewalk.
Can you write that down, please? Busker? I never heard of that term. That's a real busking? That's a real term?
Yeah, when people play for money.
That's a real thing?
Like on Hollywood Boulevard when they
have
the little.
They're called buskers?
Buskers, yeah. Busking.
Busking.
Yeah.
So would they play for like change and money?
Yeah. Okay. And then.
Him and acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, then he was in a little band. And then now he just plays for fun.
Cool. Does he have any, has he put out any records or EPs? Or
he just did.
Okay. I mean, if you want.
Yeah. I posted it on my Instagram story.
Okay, that's fine.
It's called The Magnetic Library. And there's a corny reason for it. It's
why
because when things used to
library.
Be recorded, they were recorded on tape with magnets or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Reel
he's
to
like
reel,
a nerd.
Reel to reel. So yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it. He's like a gearhead. Like he's a nerd when it comes to like a recorders, four tracks.
Yes.
Reel to reel recording. Mm-hmm. Like he's like a nerd with that.
Yeah, he gets very like hyper fixated on things.
Does he? Is he attention deficit as well?
Oh, probably.
Give me an example of that. You'll tell him something and then he'll forget to do it. Like, hey, are you going to Trader Joe's? Can you pick me up such and such? And then he doesn't.
He, what's his thing? There's something so specific he does where I'm like, you have ADD.
It bothers you?
No, I just knew that he did. And he's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, you do. And then we started going to couples therapy.
You really?
Yeah. And the couples therapist was like, you have ADD. And he was like, that's what she keeps saying.
Is that how he talks?
Uh-huh. That's what she was saying.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
So we're kind of winding down to the last 10, 15. Hey, how about we do this? Because you said you had some questions. Like, this hasn't happened before. If you have questions for me, we could bounce back and forth.
Okay.
Do something.
Now they're all escaping my brain.
It's fine.
What are your plans?
Just to keep. That's such a hard question.
I know. I hate that question. Don't answer it. It's not fair.
I'm trying to keep it simple right now. I like what you're doing there with the fusion of your Chick-fil-A drink. That's what you're gonna do?
Diet Dr.
Okay.
Pepper leftovers.
I'm trying to just manage doing these two podcasts, and
that
in itself is difficult to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you all know, we love Jeremiah. I do another podcast with Jeremiah. And so that alone is just like, oh, you know. So I just want to keep that together.
Mm-hmm.
I like skateboarding. I haven't skated in a long time. But I just, the other day, I'm like, I was laying down watching another YouTube video, like just like a lazy bum. And I'm like. Go out, get some exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start skateboarding more. Just not to get obviously like not to get crazy, but just more it's like meditation for me as well.
Yeah.
Because when I'm out there, I'm just like, oh, I could clear my head, and it's just me. And believe it or not, I've had a lot of people on here that are skateboarders, right? Like Andrew, Kelly Hart was here, Willie Santos has been here, and it's just like. Well, they're doing it, although they're on a whole different level, like they've been pro or they have a skate shop or something. But I'm like, well, why can't I just keep doing it just for fun?
Yeah.
So I'm making a point, like maybe for this point on is like if I could just get that in like an hour a day or something, because I don't need to go to a fancy place. I could just go to the crusty ledge down the street and I had fun.
Yeah.
And I sweat. You need that, I think.
Yeah. How do you start your day? Because I just heard something interesting. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Crack open a red?
So I do this. I go pee.
How's your pee look in the morning?
I don't really look. I just kind of, I'm kind of in a daze and I, and
do
I
you
just,
sit or do you stand?
If I have to shit too, I sit.
Mm. But you don't just sit.
Sometimes, because it comes out at the same time. Sometimes I'm shitting and pissing at the same time.
That's cool.
Do we need to timestamp that? Is that appropriate for YouTube? I mean, I'm sure the algorithm. Okay. So, to be honest with you, yeah. So, yeah. But can I be honest with you? And definitely, we might need to edit this part out because I'm about to reveal something that I'm not proud of. I don't know why, but sometimes when I'm playing Warzone, I'm too lazy to go to the bathroom, so I'll pee in a bottle.
You're such a gamer. That's some serious gamer shit.
Huh?
You're.
And look, she laughed. That's the first time she laughed.
You gotta tonight. Play. You gotta play with my boyfriend. I was about to say my brother.
Does he play Warzone?
He play. Yeah, I think so.
What's his gamer tag?
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
I'm the home. Dude, let me know. Yeah, I'll add him to our squad tonight.
Yeah.
Is he down for it?
Let me ask.
Ask him. Why don't you give him a call real quick?
Okay.
Put it on speakerphone.
All right.
Okay. All you have to do is say, hey, I don't want to know his name. Just say, hey, do you play Warzone? Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't answer me, we're breaking up.
Oh, he's playing Warzone.
You think so?
I know so.
WoW.
I don't know what that is.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, he's into it like mm-hmm. that? So he's full on game, like into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just well, yeah. So he's playing games right now.
Crazy. We're done.
No, you're not done. We're done. I'll give him a pass, but I know he's a real gamer because this is the window. Because he knows you're podcasting right now.
He does.
See? He's completely but immersed in that right now. He's like, oh my God, I have like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah, that's what he's doing right now. So that's some gaming stuff. I disclose that. Look, I'm not proud of it. My girlfriend's got, she doesn't like that I do that. She's like, why do that?
I think that's pretty cool. It's freeing.
What, to go in a bottle?
Yeah, I wish I could do that. If I could do that, I'd never get up again.
Yeah, you just get a Gatorade bottle.
Sell it?
Yeah.
People would buy it.
What, a urine?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I bet you could sell yours.
So, okay, I also should we do a little call to action? Okay, so instead of OnlyFans, because, you know, we always joke around about me getting OnlyFans, would you pay for a bottle of my urine in a Gatorade bottle?
I don't think I would, because I would hope
then
that...
Then what are you talking about?
Well, we're friends. I want the hookup.
But who's going to buy it?
Give it
then?
To me for free.
Would your boyfriend sniff it, smell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd smell it. He's open. Mm-hmm. You know, he's cool about that stuff.
Okay. Because I've never, like, just... I always, like, flush it down. I never let it sit.
Yeah.
Like, I never, like, open it, like, later on just see if the smell changes. Yeah, I would never do something like that.
I only ask because I realized recently when I wake up and go pee, even if I drank a bunch of water the night before, my pee is very dark in the morning. Yeah.
Well, that's normal, right? No?
I don't know.
Brown?
Well, it's not like the curtain brown, but it's pretty dark. I mean, it's close.
Mm-hmm. But you notice how there's no...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sunlight allowed in here?
Why is that?
I mean, me and my mom, like, we both have a thing where... Like, if I go visit my mom in Arizona and I try to open up the drape, she'll go, no, you know, freaks out.
Why?
It's a thing that we have in our bloodline where it's like on some vampires.
Yeah.
It's on a vampire tip where, see, there's actually tape.
Yeah.
We don't like opening up windows. Wow. And that's the opposite of my girlfriend. She's loves being in nature. Yeah. She's into flowers and plants.
I need light.
Yeah. So that's a weird thing that me and my mom have. Yeah. So
that's got to be something.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I overanalyze anything. Anytime I like something weird or don't like something weird or whatever, I'm always like, it's probably my childhood.
So you're saying that
I like overanalyze everything. So that might just be you just don't like light. But to me, I'm like, I was probably abused by the sun.
So you're saying that, why is my mom like that then?
I don't know. We're going to have next guest on the podcast.
You know what? She hasn't been on here yet.
You got to bring her. I had my dad on my podcast.
You did?
Yeah, it was
Can
great.
We give him a shout out?
Shout out to Larry Makovsky in Long Beach, California.
Is he from Long Beach?
Yeah. He's not from Long Beach.
Will Larry ever come on here?
Larry would love to be on the pod.
What can we talk about? Fishing?
He likes smoking cigars.
Mm-hmm.
He likes ladies.
Mm-hmm.
He likes golfing. He likes eating.
Mm. How long does he golf for? Because my mom and dad, we grew up with golfing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, they love it. Mm. They love it.
My dad's overweight, so it fluctuates, his weight and his golfing.
So he's a little obese?
Yeah, a lot obese.
Like, how much? I mean, but he could
He fluctuates so much, but right now he's big.
Big, over 200 pounds?
Probably, yeah, really? For sure.
So is it his diet, or what's going on
there? Yeah, he eats terribly.
Really?
Yeah, and he loves eating, so he just eats all the time.
Pizza, chicken, and...
No, he's got some dignity to it.
Mm.
You know, he's like a classy eater, but he just eats a lot.
He does.
Yeah.
How many meals do you eat a day?
As many as I can.
So what was the Chick-fil-A meal?
I kind of went light tonight. I was trying to be a little skinny girl.
What was light? You got a combo, though. I know
I
you
got a combo.
I know you got a combo.
Yeah, I got Spicy. 4 chicken tenders. Normally... Okay, we're wrapping up. Hi, babe.
Hi.
What's his name? Hi.
Hi.
Steve.
Mo.
Hi, Mo. We were talking about you and your gaming, and I got excited, and I was wondering if you play Warzone.
No, sadly, I don't do any shootings. I'm stuck playing World of Warcraft.
Love that. Are you going to get Starfield when it comes out, the new Bethesda sci-fi game?
Probably. I haven't liked any since New Vegas, but I will always try the new one.
So you played all the Fallouts?
Yes.
Okay, Skyrim or Fallout? You choose.
Fallout.
There you go, my man. Okay, Fallout. Well, if you're ever on Warzone and you change your mind, I would like your gamer tag, and maybe we could get a couple games in.
Done deal. That sounds great. I might turn table. You never know. I might come back.
Please do.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's Thank fun. It's fun times. Can I give out? Can I say hi to your dog?
This is Benjamin.
Hi, Are Benjamin. You? Hi. What a cute dog. All right, you have a good night.
You too.
Okay, buddy. I mean, can we talk about Benjamin and how cute that dog is?
I got him in December.
Can we? I mean, this thing's a cutie.
He's cute. He just got groomed and he looks a little bit goofy.
Schnauzer?
No, I schnauzer. Thought he was. I thought he
looks
was.
Looks like a schnauzer.
That's why I wanted him.
Yeah,
it
looks like
a schnauzer.
I wanted a schnauzer
so bad.
That's a schnauzer.
I did a doggy DNA test. Wait. Poodle Chihuahua.
What?
Poodle Chihuahua.
That's not a poodle Chihuahua, dude.
I swear to God. Then I Googled poodle Chihuahuas. It's looks just like them.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's messed up.
That blend.
It's a poochie. Chipu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that beautiful dog?
I got him on Instagram.
Through a DM?
No, I got him through this sketchy Instagram dog rescue.
And then you, where did you pick him up at the spot? Or?
So I was fostering for a while. I fostered one dog that was an absolute disaster. It was just like, you know, terribly like neglected.
Yeah,
it was a sad dog,
like matted hair.
It was
and
just
stuff.
Yeah, it wouldn't leave its crate. It wouldn't go and walk. It was just a sad dog.
Mm-hmm.
Then Benjamin was our second foster dog, and he was so chill and so easy and so cool, and he looked like a schnauzer. And I was like, I want this dog.
How old is Benjamin?
Between 2 and 4, but he looks 100.
Yeah.
He looks like really decrepit and like sad, but I love him.
God, that's a great dog.
Yeah,
dude, an hour already went by. I mean, you know, we didn't even get to the other Korean dudes.
That's okay. Next episode.
Now this is maybe a good time to, because I want to promote.
Can I get Could I get Korean barbecue with you?
Yeah, we could go.
Can we hang?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I know some spots around there that we could go to. Let's go. Korean oxtail soup as well?
I don't know. Never had it.
You got to try it.
I'd love to.
Like green onion and all that?
Oh, I love green onion.
There you go. You put that on, you garnish it on top. Yeah, it's basic.
Yeah.
Vegetarian or no?
No. Right. I eat it all.
Oh, I noticed your tattoo is there too. What does that say?
Mom.
Okay, can we give a shout out to your mom as well?
Shout out to J-Mac. In San Pedro.
I'm sure she's proud at what you're doing.
She's very proud.
I mean, because do you have any future comedy tours or shows coming up that we could plug?
I'm doing 3 more shows opening up for St. Vincent on tour. We're going to be in Albany, New York. We're going to be in Tempe, Arizona. We're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then I will be headlining some shows. Where am I going to be? I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be in D.C. I'm going to be in Seattle. So go to alliemakovsky.com/shows.
They can get tickets there.
They can get tickets there.
Go to alliemakovsky.com for all your tickets, mm-hmm. Okay? You know, I used to work at the Tempe Improv.
Do you know a guy named Adrian? Sober dude? I call him Gadrian.
No, this was like in the 90s when I worked there.
He worked there a while ago.
In the 90s?
I don't know, maybe early 2000s.
I was a food runner.
No way. Wait, but you're not from Arizona?
No,
Does your mom live there?
Oh, because quickly. I'm sorry, we're wrapping up here, okay, Chelsea? When I got accepted there, we could save a lot of money with in-state tuition. So they moved, and then they got bit.
Wow.
They found a store in Chandler. Then they moved. They just shipped over there.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's why. And then when I went to ASU for God knows how many years, close to a decade. So I had a lot of shitty jobs there. I mean, I worked at P.F. Chang's, Circle K, Hayden Library on campus job, a Tempe Improv, Saki's Sushi. I was a bar back, a busser. I mean, I did it all there.
Yeah.
Fired from every single one.
Yeah.
Fired from every job.
Same.
That's why no one could fire me here. I'm my own boss. Let's keep plugging your stuff, though. What else can we plug?
That's it. AlliemakovSky.com.
No, don't downplay
shows.
It. I want to really give you the
Instagram.com/notalimac, NOTALIMAC.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Patreon.com/AlliemakovSky.
Will you be open to being a guest on Scissor Bros podcast?
Yeah. I didn't know you guys do guests. I thought it was just the bros.
No. We have a podcast.
I know.
Me and Jeremiah.
I didn't know you did guests on it.
We're starting to.
Because
we need the help.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to do.
You can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. You need guests.
All these podcasts have guests.
I know.
We would love to have you on there as well.
Would love to.
And so, thanks again for tuning in to Ally Makovsky Part 3. Okay. Make sure to go to all of her shows in a town near you. Okay. Get your tickets today. How much are the tickets? Good price?
Yeah, roughly 20, 25.
You can afford it. 20, 25, show up, okay?
And go alone. If you have no one else to go with, go alone. Don't
go
be
alone.
Afraid.
And wait, are you selling merch?
Oh, I have a few hats left. I should have brought you. Oh, I have some in my car if you want a hat.
No. To plug your merch on here.
I have a few hats available on my website, alliemakovsky.com. It's limited time only. I'm never making them again, and there's only a few left.
Limited time, limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get them now.
Yeah.
I like that. So get your merch today at alliemakovsky.com/merch. And then shipping, you handle all the shipping costs and all that.
Yeah.
It's all set.
It's all on the website.
It's all on the website. Mm-hmm. Go to the website. Mm-hmm. My website is unfortunately down, but I'm working on it because I got to do something. I got to revamp it.
Do you do it yourself or do you have someone?
Yeah, I'm on Squarespace. Yeah, So it's frozen right now. It's there, but I'm paying for the domain. I'm working on it, okay? If you want to help support the podcast, go to patreon.com/stevieweeby, okay? Join today. The other podcasts that I'm doing, youtube.com/scissorbros with comedian Jeremiah Watkins. Our episodes drop every Friday there on that YouTube channel. youtube.com/scissorbros, stevieweebybandcamp.com for all my music. Oh, if you want to send packages, sorry, my mind went blank. If you want to send packages or letters or anything, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. It was an honor having you.
Thanks for having me.
Your man seems nice. I like him. I got a really good vibe off him. Yeah. He seems chill.
Yeah, he's cool.
Love y'all.
Looking to upgrade your bathroom without the hassle or the wait? Say hello to Blissful Baths, the stress-free way to transform your space into a relaxing retreat. Right now, Blissful Baths is offering 12 months with no payments and no interest. That's right, zero payments and zero interest for a whole year. Even better, they can replace your walk-in shower or bath in as little as one day. No mess, no long waits, just a beautiful new bath space, fast. And here's the cherry on top. You can get up to 20% off with instant manufacturer rebates, plus extra savings for seniors and first responders. Ready to turn your bathroom into your own personal spa? Go to blissfulbaths.com today to request your free consultation. That's blissfulbaths.com. You deserve affordable luxury.